And I just thank the Lord for the opportunity just tonight and to just give us some encouraging words.
All right.
As we get ready to go into the new year.
Yes.
And our pastor has been encouraging us and through our Bible studies about our thoughts and thinking before we speak and things we've been hearing over and over and over again. And I always say when you hear these things over and over again, it's for a reason.
Yeah.
That we need to watch our thoughts.
Yep.
We need to watch our words. Yep. And we need to watch our behavior.
Yes.
In the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we carry a name that is like no other name. That no other name like the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we have that name, we make a difference. We're supposed to make a difference, say, in the world. The world is looking for us to make a difference.
That's right.
And you know, we think about tonight, a lot of people are out there, they're doing everything. Anything to bring in the new year. They're making resolutions. They're finding, they're drinking it up. They're dancing it up. They're doing it all, trying to say they're going to bring in the new year.
Right.
And when the new year gets here, they're telling all these different resolutions and things they're making or what they're going to do. And come to find out throughout the year, you find that you are just failing.
Right.
You don't keep not one of your resolutions.
That's true.
And we understand when we have the Lord Jesus Christ down on the inside, the Lord helps us to stay true to Him.
Right.
That we only got one that we need to stay true to, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's true.
And He tells us, you know, that we need to have faith in Him and Him alone.
Right.
And when we do that, He'll add to us. He'll give us what the desires of our heart are.
Right.
He didn't tell you to go out there and make it work for yourself. But He said, seek me, hallelujah, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Find out what it is that Jesus wants you to do first. Find out what it is He's requiring of your life. Then He said, then I will teach you and I will add other things to you. Why? Because you'll know how to deal with those things.
Right.
You'll know what to do with those things when I give them to you.
Right.
Why? Because who's first?
Jesus.
The Lord Jesus Christ is first, okay? I'm not going to stay up long because I know we got to go down in prayer. But our theme scripture for this year was Jesus is the giver of life. Our scripture was John 10 and 10.
Right.
And it talks about, it gives us some key points out of it. It says, but the thief cometh not. The thief, key word, thief cometh not. He only comes to do what? Steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Right.
And I know a lot of times we talk about the devil, the devil, the devil, but that's his job.
Right.
That's his job. His job is to do what we up there talking about.
Right.
But we got one that tells us, but Jesus says, I am come that you might have what?
Life.
And that you'll have it more abundantly.
Yep.
So we, like you said, we want to learn how to get our minds where we focus on what Jesus has to offer.
Right.
Yes, the thief is going to do his job.
Right.
He's going to steal me of my praise. He's going to make me sick. He's going to get in my thought.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get in my mouth. He's going to get in my behavior. Because that's his job, to steal, to kill,
and
to destroy me.
Yep.
He don't want me to have an opportunity to be saved or to come to get that life more abundantly
from
the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? There's a main scripture I wanted to focus on. Colossians 1 and it's 21 through 23. And I thought about this, as you know, as we've been talked to about our thoughts and those events and thoughts and word choice and learning how to, you know, watch what we speak.
Yeah.
And the 21st verse says, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. We were the enemies of Jesus by all the things we did. We talk about him. We said, I used to do this, I used to do that, and I didn't know Jesus, and I knew he said he was God, but you didn't know who he was.
Right.
But you just kept right on, you kept doing and doing. You are an enemy in your own mind by wicked works.
Yep.
Yet now has he reconciled.
Right.
We're talking about Jesus. Jesus has now, those of us that are saved, those of us that are trying to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, we come to the understanding the Lord has brought us back to Him.
Yes.
How did He do that? It says, in the body of His flesh.
Right.
Through death.
Yep.
That's how He has redeemed us back to Himself.
Yes.
And it says it is to present us what? holy, unblameable, unreprovable, in whose sight? In Jesus' sight. So he's no longer looking for you to be an alien, or I mean, to an enemy in your own mind by doing the wicked work. But he's looking to you to live a life of reconciliation, a life that you say, I belong to Jesus. A life where you say, I'm holy. A life where you say, I'm unblameable. And that he's trying to get us where we're unreprovable. You don't need all this correction. You don't have to worry about people saying he or she did this and they did this. Because he's trying to get us where he wants us to be this in his sight. But that's the 22nd verse. But the 23rd verse, this is the key. It says if. That word if is real strong.
It is.
It got a whole lot of power behind
it.
You only going to get the unblameable, the unreprovable. You only going to seal that reconciliation if. If you do what? Continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have what?
Heard
and was preached to every creature which is under heaven. Everybody's going to have a chance.
And
it says, well, Paul, I am made a minister. But that key, that first sentence says, if you continue in the faith. Say, what is it? It's impossible to please him if I don't have faith. If I come to him, I got to believe he's what? God. I got to believe he's God first. I got to know the name. I got to know his name is Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. These are my steps of faith. I got to be saved through the name. I got to live a life through the name. That's my faith, but I got to continue in the faith. But those key words there says, I'm grounded and I'm settled. A saint, it's not just sad to see a saint bounce all around.
That's true.
Every time you're looking around, you don't know if they're coming or they're here or wherever they are. This here, over there, this here. Whether they're in a good mood, bad mood, up, down, wherever. You're not grounded.
You're not grounded.
You're not settled.
Well, that's true.
Grounded means that you're well-balanced and you're sensible. Somebody can talk to you, and you're able to give them back some good as well. You're grounded in the faith. You're not all over the place. Every time you turn around, I don't know. I'm not sure. I think so. I hope so. That's not the talk of a saint. You should know. Like you said, we understand Jesus Christ is coming. We hear it all day long. The Lord is coming. He's coming. I shouldn't walk around and say, well, I hope I go. No, you should know I got to go. I'm going with Jesus. That's your talk. I'm going with Jesus. I'm grounded. I'm settled. And it tells me settled means that I'm also, I apply oneself to, or I'm decided on. There's no shakiness in me. I apply this to my life every day. I'm grounded in Jesus. I'm settled in the Lord Jesus Christ. Mentally and emotionally. I shouldn't have, what is it, those emotions that the scriptures tell are all out of control. My emotions should be grounded. Every time someone comes your way, no matter what the situation is, you should be grounded in Jesus. You should not spear off and just whatever. Like I said, watch what comes out of yourself. If I got Jesus, I'm grounded. Like you said, on my solid rock I stand. My hope is in who Jesus Christ. It told me, don't be removed away from the hope of the gospel. What is my hope? Salvation in Jesus. What is my hope? He's going to be with me until the end of the earth. What is my hope? He's coming back again. John 14. I prepared a place of where I am. You're going to be awesome. I'm coming for you.
That's my hope.
I don't live aimlessly each and every day. Like Sister Bishop was saying, her brother. If you don't know when it's going to come outside, but you should have a hope. When I go outside, I got a hope. No matter what happens, when I leave this world, my hope is to see Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's my Savior.
He
saved my soul. So when I close my eyes, I want to open and see the Lord Jesus Christ. I should know that. I should talk like I know that.
I know it.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And I know know we always think that these things are going to happen. We're going to stumble. We're going to fall. Yes, I got it. We got it. We understand.
Yeah.
We're in the flesh.
Yeah.
But overtalk that flesh.
Right. Overtalk.
Put that flesh in subjection.
Yes, that's right.
I got somewhere to go.
That's right.
My flesh will mess around and have me go to hell.
Yes, it will.
Because I'm worrying about this. Sister Scott, I had all kinds of stuff all week long. My neck, and I couldn't turn to the left. And I noticed today, and I think it was yesterday, I had 2 days of, thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Amen. Like I said, you just call Jesus and keep going.
Right.
I was like, I don't want to keep taking pills and all this type of stuff. My hope is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I believe it, saints.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff, if we put it in the hand of Jesus, the Lord will raise us up.
Yeah,
he will raise us
it'll
up. He can
out.
Do it. Okay, Luke 8, 11 through 15. And this is that, as though Alice kind of talked about this before. This is a parable of the seed of the word of God. Our hope, like you said, that's the word of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
In his word, he tells us about salvation, how we should live. He's going to be with us, cast our cares on him.
Yeah.
All of these things he encourages us with. He said, I'm going to give you life more abundantly.
Right.
All of these things.
Right.
But it says 11 through 15, chapter 8 of Luke. It says, now the parable is this. See, the seed, first of all, is the word of God.
It is the word of God.
Okay? So, first of all, the seed that's being thrown out is his word.
Yeah.
Right? So, we said we got to be grounded and settled. We need to hold on to the word.
The word.
But we all, instead of talking about these different grounds, it says, those by the wayside, those that are taking the word and throwing it to the wayside, are they that
hear it.
Then comes the devil, who is the what again? The thief.
Yeah.
He comes to do what? Take it away out of your mind.
Yes, he does.
As soon as you leave out the door, oh, that was a good word, but as soon as you get out the door, I'm off somewhere else.
Yeah.
The word is gone away
out
of my mind.
Because
it was on the wayside. I didn't even take time to place it
somewhere
on the inside of my mind.
Right.
I didn't go home and rehearse it.
Jesus,
I didn't go home and
Jesus,
meditate on it
Jesus,
day and night
Jesus,
to understand what the Lord wants
Jesus,
for me in my
Jesus,
life.
Jesus,
and it says
Jesus,
to take them out of their heart. Lest they should believe and be what?
Saved.
At least say some of your loved ones, they not here yet.
Because
when that word goes forth, or whatever it is you say to them, whatever they hear, that is on the wayside.
Yeah.
Right. The devil comes and take it away. So because he don't want them to believe and
be saved.
Saved. Right.
That's it.
Amen.
That's
and like it says here, the next one says, they on the rock are they, which when they hear,
receive.
They receive the word with
receive.
Joy,
yep.
And but they have
no root.
Right.
Well, good are you?
Right.
Soon as the wind comes, you fly away.
Yep.
Like the chaff. You ain't no good.
Right.
You being here, you, I'm so happy.
Right.
As soon as the trial comes.
Gone. Yep.
What happened?
Yep.
They was in here shouting and jumping for Jesus.
Yep.
But they're gone now.
Yep. Yeah.
That word didn't take no root
Jesus.
Inside of you. We
That's
need to
true.
Have a root.
Yeah.
That for which for a while they believe, but in the time of temptation. You fall away.
That's true.
The Lord told us, don't fall away.
Yep.
I think it's 1 Corinthians 10:13. Such is common to man.
Yep.
There's no temptation.
Taking
you, but such is common. If you go through no more than the next person.
Right.
But then the Lord will make a way of escape for you that you'll be able to bear it.
That's right.
Okay? So like you said, but when you don't get a root into, you don't put the word down on, you're not reading.
Yeah.
You're not trying to live by the word.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We should be trying to live by the
word. That's right.
Every day. Don't just wake up and say, I'm going to work and I'm going to eat and I'm going to take a bath and I'm going to be on the phone and I'm going to go to the store.
Yeah.
And then you ain't said nothing about Jesus.
Yeah.
There's nothing about the Lord Jesus Christ in that whole
Jesus.
We got to put a root there.
Yeah.
That they which fell among the thorns are they which when they heard it went forth, but you were choked. The thorns came about you. You had that word. You were so happy.
Yep.
But then other stuff started coming. Ooh, look at her. She's so fine.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at him. He's so fine. Ooh, look at that job. It's paying $1 million. Look at that house. It's so big.
Yeah.
Look at that car. Ooh, I want it.
Yeah.
All this. And all that,
yep.
It says the riches, pleasures of this life,
mm-hmm.
cares, whatever's going on,
yep.
you caught up with it.
Yep.
And like you say, you hear the word, and then you hear the word, you rejoice, but then you go out, and the devil just choke you right on out.
Yep.
He'll let somebody call you on the phone with all kind of garbage,
yeah.
and just fill your head up
Jesus.
With nonsense, and just
Jesus.
Choke you
Jesus.
To death.
Jesus.
And he'll keep doing it until he what? Destroy you.
Yes.
steal, kill, and destroy.
Right.
Squeeze the life out of you and all of your faith that you say you have. It will be gone away. But the last one it says, and then it tells me, I won't bring no fruit to perfection. And that's what he tells me. He wants me to be perfect. I know, say everybody's not perfect, but you better get somewhere near it. You better get somewhere near it. The first scripture up there at the top, it says, I got to be unblameable, unreprovable, and I have to be holy in order to go back with him. He said, fruit of, what is it, perfection. The next it says, but on the good ground are they, which in an honest, you know when you're wrong. You know what you're doing. And you got a good heart. You got a good mind.
That's the truth.
And the Lord can work with you.
That's the truth.
That, but when you hear the word, you keep it.
Right.
You go out there and you apply it. When you see stuff coming your way, you say, it ain't nobody but the devil. I need to call Jesus. Oh, I thank Jesus. He got in the mind of that person. And he let them bless me. It's Jesus. It's not you. You're not doing nothing. So who said the earth is the Lord's? He just letting us have a party.
Yes, he did.
He only let you get a little piece of taste of it. But everything belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
It says you're gonna bring, you need to bring forth fruit with patience. Fruit with patience. With patience. It takes time. You can't come in here and hurry the Lord.
No, you can't.
You can't rush him.
No, you can't.
And don't think you're going to get up and make it happen because he ain't moving fast enough. You got to learn how to be still.
And
wait on the
Lord.
What does that say? Be grounded and be settled. And sit there. And be patient with the Lord Jesus. And don't be moved. From your hope. I don't care what comes your way. All right? One of the first scriptures says, I got one of them says, let this mind, Philippians 2 and 5. They're just reminder scriptures. I'm about to stop. Let this mind be in you,
which is
also in Christ Jesus. Like I said, if I got Jesus down the inside, if I'm tarrying to receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost, I need to have the mind of Jesus.
That's right.
The scripture tells me he had no guile. He was not deceitful. He was not what? He had no variableness. He didn't change. He wasn't hypocritical. He didn't go back and forth. So if he wasn't like that, I shouldn't be like that either. I need to be grounded and settled in the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that comes out of my mouth, it needs to be because I'm grounded in Jesus.
That's right.
That's what it says, no blessing and cursing. Those things shouldn't be coming out of me. I'm not grounded, okay? And like you said, I could be saying little things to slip up. All this, I'm not grounded. And I don't care what people say. You like to say, oh, but the Lord, he just, no. If he comes, like you said, you're not going with him.
That's right.
It's so simple.
That's right.
It's just as simple
that's
as that.
Right. That's
he's
right.
not a God that's just going to keep dealing with foolish people. Why shouldn't? Do we do it? No. We got people that get on our nerves and we try our best to get away from them. Because they keep up nonsense all the time. Why shouldn't he be the same
that's
way with
right.
us?
That's
he gives us time.
Yes, he does.
He gives us all the time in the world.
Does.
And like you said, he helps us with his word. But I got to know what the word says. I got to have a hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And it tells me also, Romans 12 and 12, I say, I have to rejoice in hope, the hope of the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing he's coming again. I need to be patient. Like you said, bring fruit unto patience. He's going to allow me to go through certain things. But when I go through, I need to be grounded. I need to be settled in Jesus Christ. I shouldn't be moved every time just because someone say a little something about you. Their word. Their word. What does it say? Words may hurt, sticks with sticks and stones, whatever.
The words of
so what? What does that have to do with your soul? If it hurts you that bad, go tell Jesus. Don't get on the phone. Go tell the Lord about whatever it is that's bothering you. So-called bothering you.
Because
he says these little things that we're dealing with is nothing. That ain't nothing compared to what he has done for us. Okay, so like I said, we get our minds together, but say, I got to continue instant in prayer. I got to be grounded and settled in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he also tells me in John 10, 27 through 28, he says, my sheep hear my voice. That's knowing what his word says. If I'm going to be grand, I got to be able to hear his voice.
Yeah.
And he got to know me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got to know him.
Yeah.
And I got to follow
him. Follow him. Yeah.
And he said, I will give unto them what?
Eternal life.
I will give you eternal life. All you got to do is just follow me.
Jesus.
I'll give you the life more abundantly.
Jesus.
And you shall never perish.
Right.
You'll never die.
Yes. Yes.
And neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Like it says here, we can take ourselves out of the hands of Jesus.
Right.
But like you said, the Lord said, nobody's going to pluck you out of my hand.
That's
but you can get up and get out on your own.
That's
but it says, don't be unmovable as well.
Yeah.
That's what 1 Corinthians 15:58, be steadfast.
Uh-huh.
Don't be unmovable.
Yeah, always.
Don't bounce around.
Yeah, that's right.
Let you get some, like you said, be grounded and settled. And I thank the Lord said for this, you know, scripture that he gave me, because I apply every day. Whenever little things, I'll be like, Tawana, ground it, settle.
Yeah.
Don't get out of character.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we got a witness.
Right.
He told me I got to live saved and sanctified.
Yeah.
I got to come out from among them and be separate.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't look like
Jesus.
I don't care what the situation
is.
Amen.
Jesus.
Like you said, people be cussing and carrying on. Mm-hmm. Remove yourself.
Right.
I know Elijah was saying my CEO, he cussed.
Mm-hmm.
He carry on. I sit right there. Look at you understand.
Mm-hmm.
The word tells me who it is.
Right.
It's the devil.
It is the devil.
So why am I going to sit there and fight with the devil?
Right.
Why am I fighting with, that's what the devil wants me to do.
Yes, he does.
He wants me to fight with him so he can get more ammunition.
Right.
And stir you up so much that you'll end up saying all kinds of things.
Right.
You won't be grounded. You won't be settled.
Yep.
I think about, too, and I'm going to stop. I thought about the great gulf that's fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I thought about, you said, when Abraham and them were down there, and this was before the Lord Jesus Christ came on the scene. You know, to, you know, bring them out of that, to bring them out of the holding place.
Right.
And then down there in the, where the great gulf was, there was the side of paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the side, we talked about it before, well, hell.
Yep.
Those that tried their best to live for Jesus without the Holy Ghost went to paradise.
Yep.
It wasn't up there in heaven.
Yep.
It was out, down below in the other parts of the earth.
Yep.
And they said that great gulf was fixed there. It was a big old gulf, so those that over here waiting for Jesus couldn't get to those over there crying.
Right. Oh,
help us.
Right.
Save us.
Yep.
I think about, this is the time we're living in right now.
Yeah.
Like it says, we got, and like you think about Abraham and them over there consoling each other, telling each other, it's okay, he's coming.
Yep.
I keep thinking, he's coming.
Yep.
You got to keep telling yourself over.
Dead.
When you leave out the door every day, and when you wake up,
Jesus.
He's coming.
Jesus is coming. Yes, he is.
He's coming.
Yeah.
He's coming.
Yeah.
I don't care what in my pain, he's coming.
Right.
I got to approach this thing right. Jesus is coming. And I kept seeing Abraham just holding on to Lazarus. You say he's in his book. Whatever. Like you said, over there, and they're consoling each other.
Right.
You can't listen to it.
Right.
Don't worry about it. I know you hear him over there hollering and screaming. But don't worry about it, because Jesus is coming. He's coming to get us out of this area. This same thing with us today.
Right.
He's coming for us, saints.
Yes,
we cannot give up on Jesus, because he's coming.
Right.
He's coming. And that's why you got to take it behooves us to be amongst the saints.
Yeah.
That to be amongst one another, to hear these things.
Right.
He's coming.
Right.
Like I said, when stuff be going on here in the church, and folks look like they're trying to bubble up, whatever. We got to remind you, Jesus is coming. Cut it out. Jesus is coming. Get your mind together.
Yes.
Get grounded.
Yep.
Get settled.
Because
he's coming for you to present yourself to him. Unblameable, unreprovable, and you got to be holy.
Right.
I just said, so I got to keep saying he's coming.
Right.
Jesus is coming. He's going to give me the new life.
Yep.
Right. He's going to give me life more abundantly.
Right.
But I got to keep saying it.
Jesus.
People, and like, you know, I was sharing with a saint,
Jesus.
A lot of times we give up because we don't understand where the battle is.
Yeah.
Right.
The battle is not over here.
Right.
The battle is not Sister Mitchell, Sister Jackie. The battle is not them.
Right.
The battle is in my mind.
Yep.
It's
right.
in my
that's
mind
right.
every single day.
That's
it's
right.
not them.
Yep.
It's not others.
Yep.
It's you.
Yep.
All
right.
by yourself.
That's right.
You
that's
gotta
right.
make up your mind.
That's
You're
right.
gonna serve Jesus.
Right.
You gotta make up your mind. I'm going to be with him to the end. But Elvis got to tell us that to the end.
Yep.
Or whatever he tells you, got to be sold out.
Yep.
You got to be sold out. Jesus is like someone said, he's not a revolving door.
No.
I don't come in and out when I get ready.
Right.
I didn't play Russian roulette with Jesus. Russian roulette, you spin the barrel with the one thing in there.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, you're going to mess around and you're going to end up the loser.
Yeah.
You keep the battle is here in our own minds. And we got to understand that. That's why so many people can't stay.
Right.
That's why so many people leave.
Yeah.
Because they don't know where the battle is.
Right.
Like I said, the battle is elder stuff. The battle is, because Brother Darren said this to me. The battle is because Brother Tim said this.
Right.
The battle is Sister Fisher. She looked at me wrong.
Right.
Sister Mitchell.
Right.
She did this. Deacon James.
Mm-hmm.
He was over there saying this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand. And I don't this and this.
Right.
And this and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on
and on. Yep.
And the whole thing is what to spread.
Yep.
Spread.
Yep.
Like I said, if you're not grounded,
yep.
if you're not settled,
yep.
you'll get caught up in it.
That's true.
And like you said, we'll get caught up in it, and we won't understand Satan going to win that battle.
Yes,
and
he is.
He's going to steal.
He's going to steal,
kill, and destroy. Real good.
Yes, he is.
He's going to do it to the point where you're going to be lost
yep.
all the way.
Yep.
You know, like I said, we want to make sure that we make up in our mind, like you said, to hold on to your faith.
Yes.
Fight for your faith.
That's right.
Stop talking about everything else.
Yes.
Tell Jesus about your stuff.
Yes.
Tell Jesus about what's going on.
That's
he can
right.
fix it.
Yes, he can.
Like you said, all we tell the Lord, I'm telling you, like you said, a lot of stuff goes on. I'm not up here just saying stuff just because there's something to say. Like I said, this is an everyday process when we wake up each and every day. Like I said, 365 days. I wake up every day and purpose in my mind. Today is for Jesus.
Yeah.
What I do when I go to work, what am I going to say? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How I respond. Just because of my son's friend. You know, she said, I want everybody to dance. Aren't y'all going to dance at my wedding? Elvis was like, no, we don't need to dance. But they don't understand it.
Right.
They don't get it. They don't get it in the mind. This is not about you.
Right.
This life is not. It's a life to live for the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's
to be unreprovable.
That's
to unblameable. And we got to be holy for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord.
And we want to get it in our minds.
Yes,
like you say, as the new year approaches us.
Yeah.
To approach the new year, like you said, with a committed mind.
Right.
Start with a committed mind.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right. That's right.
I need to be where Jesus is.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
I need to be saved.
Right.
I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
I need to say Acts 2:30. I need to repent.
Yes.
I need to be baptized in His name. Those are just what the gospel is. That's the only way I'm going to see Him.
Right.
If I do those things, we talked about those rules before. I need to know He's God.
Yep.
I need to know His name is Jesus.
Yep.
I need to be saved through His name, and I need to live a holy and sanctified life
right.
for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
But saints, remember, like I said, keep your mind grounded and settled.
Right.
If you find yourself going off, and that's myself included, with whatever and every mind frame, the conversations, all kind of foolishness, get your mind back.
Get
your mind
back.
Because the Lord said, if you only do that, that's when you'll be able to stand in His sight.
Right.
In His sight.
That's right.
He said, because if you don't, you won't see the kingdom of God. So we got to make sure we make it in, okay? So we thank the Lord. Just wanted to encourage your heart that as the new year coming forward. You know, those words are very important.
Yes.
I just said, because we'll fly off.
Yep.
And I always envision in my mind, I say, you know, you'll be thinking in your mind and thoughts be going off and your mind start flying away.
Yeah.
I said, you got to pull them back.
Yeah.
Pull them back like little balloons.
Yep.
Get back over here.
Yeah.
You got to stay grounded. Got to stay settled.
Yep.
I should be sensible.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be silly.
Yeah.
You know, when the word goes forth, I need to take the word seriously.
Jesus.
It's not a fairy tale. Yeah. It's not just saying stuff.
Yeah.
It's for real.
Yeah.
So we just thank the Lord and pray the Lord and bless your heart in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Church, say amen.
Amen.
Definitely thank the Lord for the word coming forth from Mother Scott.